Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Now Hamas is saying that they want to, quote, liberate all Palestinian prisoners from Israel, and especially at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, as the fighting continues, over 700 Israelis killed that we know of at this point in the fighting that began as Hamas came across the border into Israel, taking hostages, murdering people. Folks, this is a grisly, grisly event that is happening. The $6 billion, where does all that fit in? Why did this happen? And what is next? Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. We are the place for news and politics overnight in America, and we're glad that you're joining us. We're broadcasting, of course, on this Monday morning edition live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station on AM 860 The Answer by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And of course, we're up on the satellite with the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the program, welcome to you as well. If you're working across the overnight hours in America, we want to welcome you to the program. And whatever you're doing, you're working, you're trucking, you're driving, you're delivering, whatever it is, we're glad that you found us. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line if you'd like to call in and opine here this morning on the program. 1-877-969-8600. Well, once again, welcome to our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome, Denise.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Well, we just saw this come across just a few moments ago on the wire. Hamas saying it's wanting to liberate all what they call Palestinian prisoners out of Israel. They're not going to give up anytime soon here, obviously. But the response from Israel is going to be massive, don't you think?
I do. It's about time that they wipe out Hamas completely and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And I would really argue that this took 45 days to plan. Let's count back 45 days, shall we? That's just about the time that the decisions were made to return the $6 billion to Iran.
Right.
I would refreeze that money right now. Refreeze it.
Agreed. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the reason that they have taken hostages, and they purposely took hostages, is for negotiating, because it worked so well the last time.
Indeed.
The leaders of Hamas, by the way, were just about 45 days ago in Moscow at the invitation of Putin. The leader of Hamas, where was he? Huh. Well, he's in Doha, and he was watching all of this on TV and cheering. Now, understand what presence, what footprint the United States has in Qatar, because it's huge. So I would be sending some commandos in, and I think I would be working to take out the leadership of Hamas in Doha.
Absolutely.
I would also be,
In other words, there's lots of things. There's so many things that can be done on this. Well, I tell you what, Denise, so we've got a caller hanging on the line here. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, a brand new listener to the program. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, and how are you?
We're doing great this morning. We're glad that you called in. And what do you think? Do you have a question or comment for Denise, or just an observation, or what would you like to talk about?
A little bit of both. First of all, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to express an opinion.
Sure.
It's just opinion. I'm not an expert in anything. But, what we're witnessing now in the year 2023, it's medieval. It really is. It's medieval barbarity. I mean, can't explain it, you know, for rational people. It's hard to explain. But, you know, words are meaningless, actually. You know, when you get into the details, they have taken these hostages. And in my opinion, the hostages are bait. You know, I think Denise mentioned sending commandos, special forces, whatever you want to call them, Navy SEALs, whatever. You can't extract these hostages. I mean, it's like they're just baiting us to go in there and try to rescue these people. You cannot do it without sacrificing lives, you know, and it's the unfortunate reality of it. How Israel is going to tackle this, I don't know. You know, I mean, they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. I don't know. Do you have any feedback on what I said?
Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
Well, they did actually capture yesterday, the Israeli forces actually did capture the deputy leader of Hamas, and he is being detained and questioned and all that. So how they did it, I don't know. We will never know those details, and probably shouldn't, on some of the tactics that Israel uses. But because we have such a sizable footprint and a major base in Qatar,
mm-hmm.
We have, I think, the ability to go after some of the leadership there in Doha.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they do travel. So,
that's true.
By far.
Well, Denise Simon, hold the line there. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, thank you for calling so much. You're a brand new listener to the program. We love that. Please call back anytime, but we're heading for a break.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. All right, everybody. Stay right there. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. We'll be back with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
So the U.S. demanded condemnation of the Hamas attack at the U.N. meeting, but the Security Council doesn't take any immediate action on this whole thing. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call if you'd like to opine here on the program this morning. We're talking, of course, about the Hamas attack into Israel and all the different things that are happening up to the minute as best as we can this morning. And once again, the number 1-877-969-8600. We're going to get back to our good friend Denise Simon here in just a few moments. But first, we want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance, G-E-I-C-O. You want to head over to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison. That is to say, put in your vehicle that you own right now, whether it's a car, a truck, or what have you, and check out what the comparison would be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or ATV or a boat or RV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance, save money on both. Now, if you put your house or your condo, your property, bundle all that together, you're going to start saving big money at the end of the day. So you definitely want to go over to their website, geico.com, and do the cost comparison today and save. All right. Right back to our friend Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Well, Denise, the UN Security Council didn't do anything even after an emergency meeting.
Well, they're not going to. A lot of people don't know this, but there is a division of the United Nations called UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Palestinian refugees. There's no such thing as a Palestinian refugee. Period.
Right. Isn't Jordan supposed to be the home, so to speak, for Palestinians?
They've got the largest a landmass for the manufactured region called Palestine. Okay? Now, if you start looking at the liberal media, they're saying, oh, 70,000 people are displaced and they're seeking shelter in UNRWA schools and facilities in Gaza. Mm-hmm. Well, that also happens to be the place that 9 times out of 10, that's where weapons are kept.
Exactly.
UNRWA.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, that during the Trump administration, Trump defunded UNRWA, and we should defund them again.
Well, you know, you mentioned something earlier, too, about, you know, refreezing that money. Does Anthony Blinken think that we just don't watch the news, or we don't have any idea of what's really happening and where that money's going to go, and that we don't really believe that it's only going to be need? Remember, no dollar can be spent unless it's on humanitarian aid. What planet is he living on?
Well, Admiral Kirby said the same thing. And remember, Admiral Kirby used to be over at the Defense Department before he, you know, had to go over to the White House and bail out, if it's even possible, Karine Jean-Pierre. So he says the very same thing. I mean, you know, and I'll tell you, if you go look at Twitter, Jennifer Griffin is absolutely getting tarred and feathered because she's been on Fox a couple of times and put out tweets that not one penny of that $6 billion has been spent. It doesn't matter if it's been spent or not. We already said, here's your money back, and we're doing this to get our prisoners. So what's the next round? I mean, is there any more money that Iran has someplace that we're about to release?
Well, I got to tell you, and I'm not trying to be funny or facetious, but you could do an awful lot of damage with $6 billion. In fact, we understand, of course, that you've got these missiles are actually much more sophisticated, and they're in the thousands. By the way, Denise, we got a caller on the line. We want to get them in here in this segment. It's Anthony in Tampa. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Denise, you know, I keep hearing these individuals calling out for freedom for Palestine. Well, the only way you're going to get freedom for Palestine is removing Hamas. Hamas has dumbed down those people to the point where they're so ignorant of history. I mean, they're from the same family tree of Abraham, and yet when you see these people spitting on Jews, they're actually spitting on kins from that go back centuries. Their hatred for the Jews has been a thing that fermented centuries in the past. And for and the deprogramming of Palestinian youth, it's going to be a long decades, if not centuries, process. You know, it's just, you know, I have to say the leniency that Israel has had with Hamas and the Palestinians is baffling. You know, they should have dealt with this a long time ago. You know, how many times can Hamas spew their anti-Jewish, and I say Judenhass, which is Jewish hatred, decades on decades, and not registering to Israel that they mean what they're going to say they're going to do? Enough is enough. Eradicate Hamas and be done with it. Enough skipping through the tulips with these people, this organization, and get rid of it. This has to be the ultimate decision maker for Netanyahu and the Jews and Israel. Enough is enough. I mean, let's put an end to it. Let's finalize it for sure. And, Israel has stood before by themselves, and I think they need to do that. Forget about the outside opinions of countries and nations that have only had a bad feeling for Jews and for Israel. They need to stand alone and take care of business on their own. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony, in Tampa. We appreciate it. And, go ahead, Denise.
If you look at this group that's protesting in New York, Miami, Tampa, Canada, France, London, Germany, you know, Free Palestine. What? That's a manufactured mission. It's a manufactured crisis where they can raise money. I mean, the
that's right. Well, as a matter of fact, Denise, let's listen here real quick, because this is what was going on in Times Square over the weekend.
From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
And they kept chanting that. And that is really, Denise, what they're saying is push Israel into the ocean. It's nothing new,
it's
obviously. But that's what it is, and they want to get rid of Israel. They don't want to negotiate with Israel. They're not worried about the size of Israel.
And this whole nonsense of a two-state solution, look, Israel gave up Gaza, the land where Gaza is, which I think is about the size of Delaware. They gave that up and said, okay, here's your land. We'll give this up, and we'll provide for you water and electricity. Okay, so now you have two states there, do you not? Uh-huh. Now let's go on over to the West Bank, shall we? Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. Part of the West Bank has been partitioned off. So now we're at a three-state solution, are we not? I mean, give me a break.
Sure seems like it. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. But every single time, too. Now, I also want to ask you, and of course, can you stay over for an extra segment this morning?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. So we'll come up on the break here in about a minute or so. But we also want to talk about, obviously, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Iran helped plan this thing. Yes, exactly. And then also, of course, you know, you've got this notion again that they don't want to negotiate on the size of Israel. That is long gone at this point.
Precisely right. Absolutely. There is no negotiation anymore, ladies and gentlemen. If whatever Palestinians, and I use the word loosely, whatever they wanted, it has set back that whole thing now, I would say, at least a couple of decades.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but by easy. And, of course, also, when we come back from the break, we also want to talk about what was happening with Saudi Arabia. The Crown Prince recently intimated that they were looking to exploring the normalization with Israel, and that's one of these things that happens, these kinds of incidents, but this is on a grand scale, whenever there's a possibility of any kind of peace being made. So, Denise Simons, hold the phone there for a few moments. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, everybody, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number.
Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You
USA News Update. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel is at war after Gaza militants launched a surprise attack Saturday morning, firing thousands of rockets and entering Israel by land, sea, and air using paragliders. At least 700 people have been killed in Israel. Palestinian officials report more than 400 dead after Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. The U.S. is ramping up protection for Jewish communities.
Cities across the country are increasing security measures for Jewish communities and houses of worship after Hamas terrorists launched thousands of rockets at Israel on Saturday. Patrols are being increased out of an abundance of caution. I'm Skip Kelly.
Pope Francis is calling for an end to attacks and violence in Israel. The Pope said terrorism and war would only bring further death and suffering to innocent people, and he urged people to pray for peace. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Overnight across America, this is the place for news and politics talk as we continue through the overnight hours. 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. And we're getting a lot of great calls this morning. We're doing a lot of great discussions. We got Denise Simon holding on the telephone line here from FoundersCode.com. We're going to get right back to Denise in just a moment, and your phone calls as well as we continue to give you the latest on what's happening in Israel. This is a big event, folks. This is a major event. 50 years since the Yom Kippur War, and this happens. I agree with Denise. This is setting everything back decades at this point, and that's most unfortunate. Folks, this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends over at Concerned Veterans for America. You want to check out their website at CV4A.org. That's CV4A.org. That's CV, the number 4A.org. And of course, check out what they do for our vets and all the great things that they do to try to influence policy having to do with overseas wars and things that are where our active military may have to get involved in. They do a lot of great stuff. They help our vets. We talk to Jimmy T. Smith from their organization once a week here on the program. He'll be coming up, I believe, on Thursday, and we'll be talking with him. I'm sure he'll have a lot to talk about in terms of how they view what's happening in Israel right now. But check him out, cv4a.org. And speaking of veterans, I want you to hang around, because in just about an hour's time, we're going to be talking with Judge Daryl Manning. He's going to be our special guest at 5:30 a.m. That's in the 4 o'clock, pardon me, in the hour number 4 of the program, but right around 5:30 a.m. And he's going to be telling us about the Veterans Outreach Court that's coming up on November 3rd of this year, just in a little less than a month. And he's going to tell you all about it, so be sure to stick around. Our special guest, Judge Daryl Manning, will be talking to us about that. Okay, right back to Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, right before we went to break, we were talking, I mentioned briefly what was happening in Saudi Arabia. How does this play into that? You know, we seem to have at least been on the right track at that point, but this derails everything, right?
It'll set it back for sure, because you've got the Saudi prince who is injecting the Palestinians into the whole thing, into the whole negotiation. But you also have King Abdullah of Jordan doing the same thing. And, you know, he wants to coordinate support as recently as August for the Palestinians. Well, you know, there's more Palestinian, and again, I use the term loosely, landmass in Jordan than there is in Israel. I would, you know, to help out your listeners, go look at the Balfour Agreement, B-A-L-F-O-U-R. Go look at that and start looking at a map, which I would argue that Rashid Tlaib and all these protesters that Answer and all the rest of them have not bothered to do. I don't think they've ever looked at a map, or they've never read an agreement. Okay? So, anyway, under the Biden administration, it was formally announced pretty early on that Israel came under the purview of CENTCOM. And between the Defense Intelligence Agency, between DNI and CIA and CENTCOM, they're supposed to be monitoring all communications of any threats, whatever kind of communications they are, and people, I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put a lot of the blame on CENTCOM. Where were they? I'm going to put a lot of the blame on CIA. Where were they? Now, when you look at these protests that, you know, happen around the world, these pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas protests, they also, a lot of them are holding up the swastika. I wonder if any of those people now, after the Newsweek article that came out last week by William Arkin, I wonder if any of those people now are going to come under some kind of observation, or they get put on a list by Christopher Wray over there at the FBI.
Good question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many moving parts while our president is at a barbecue listening to music.
You know, Denise, I'm glad you brought that back up again, because that, you know, that's the kind of thing that they probably should have canceled. We didn't see Biden at all on Sunday, from what I understand. He made his statement, I believe, on Saturday. But do you think it was, you know, if they talk about full-throated response and this kind of thing? I just don't know. A lot of this just falls flat when it comes from Biden, because
they backed away.
Yeah, they backed away from Israel.
Meanwhile, it has come out here in the last 20 minutes that Israel is now in control of all Israeli areas next to the border with Gaza.
Okay.
That's important. So we have, Israel has taken control essentially of the border towns, and that's a good thing. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to stop, because you got issues inside of Gaza. And I would argue that they had 100,000 volunteers in the last 36 hours, mm-hmm. Israel did, to come back in joining the IDF. So all of Israel is into this. Now, when Israel says this is their 9/11, that's not exaggerating. Given the size of the country, given the population of the country, and given how many people are dead,
right,
how many are
yes.
hostages, that's not an exaggeration, ladies and gentlemen. It's not an exaggeration at all.
No, and it's still a sneak attack for all intents and purposes. Well, Denise, we do have a caller hanging on the line. We have Jack in Riverside. He's got a comment. We just have a little bit of time, Jack, but good morning. Welcome to the program. Is that Jack in Riverside?
Hello,
well,
Jack.
I don't hear him there, so okay, well, maybe he'll call back at some point. All right. Well, once again, Denise, yeah, you were talking about they're controlling the border areas now. So that is a good indication because obviously, you know, they were sort of taken by surprise, for lack of a better term. But at the same time, though, they know how to go in and start taking care of business and responding to this.
Well, and kind of bring up a touchy subject, certainly for a lot of the Republicans, and that is, consider this. What happened in Israel with drones and missiles and people and kidnapping and hostages and death and so forth? What happened in Israel that is any different than what Russia is doing to Ukraine?
Indeed. Indeed.
Not a thing. But yet we send over a carrier battle group to Israel.
Yeah, are we going to launch airplanes or something? Do you think? I don't even know.
What they're doing is because Israel was flying aircraft. Low altitude over the Golan Heights and over the area towards Lebanon to see what was necessarily happening. And that's really for observation, so we may have to give them some kind of air cover.
Something else. Yeah, go ahead, Denise. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in all of what Hamas / the Palestinians did and are doing came from Iran, I would argue, and Russia, because, again, the leadership of Hamas was mm-hmm. invited by Putin only last month to Moscow and was there. I would say that a lot of the funding probably came from Qatar as well.
Indeed. Well, it looks like we got Jack back. Jack is back. Jack, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here. They cut.
There
the
you are.
Off.
All right. Well, we only literally have 30 seconds. So, what's your comment?
My comment is those people chanting in Times Square. That's Hakeem Jeffries' chorus with Tlaib, the anti-Israel one who wants to be the Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is all coordinated. Hakeem Jeffries and Tlaib and those chorus all over the news. You know. From the
airwaves, but Jack in Riverside, thank you for calling. Denise, we're heading out to the break, so you take care of yourself, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Good deal. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, and another them, Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
Key alert, life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Oh, what a night is right. And folks, we're racing across your radio dial this morning as we go through the overnight hours. You have found the place for news and politics in the overnight hours across America. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to call in and opine. And of course, we're going to be talking here in just a moment with Chris Markowski. He's the watchdog on Wall Street, and watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. But first, I want to let you know about the folks over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. You want to head over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start, and you need to take Relief Factor if you've got the inflammation and pain and swelling, because it's designed to control just that kind of thing. It does this by the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps the body's natural response to inflammation. And there are no drugs in this whatsoever. So you want to check them out, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. All right. Well, Chris Markowski, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we're all watching what's happening in Israel. We know that there are going to be some pretty far-reaching ramifications, I think, even into the presidential election. There's a sea change going on. But we also understand that even economically, this is going to have an impact. We know that Israel is trying to prop up its currency here at this point. It's selling some $30 billion in foreign exchange to prop that up. It's the shekel currency, basically. They're taking some steps, but also we saw oil jump some 4%, at least for now.
Yeah, the oil is, that's a trader's move. It's a knee-jerk, it's sort of like a black box type of reaction. It's not like that there's any less oil on the market today than there was just a few days ago. It's based upon, fears of what might happen next and the ramifications of what may transpire in regards to what's going to go into Iran, and how maybe some of these other nations in the region might react to this. So what there was, oil had come down very, very quickly as of late because of talks between Israel and Saudi Arabia, and that was one of the conditions that was put out in there, is that Israel is going to make some concessions to the Palestinians in West Bank and Hamas, and then Saudi Arabia was going to actually pump more oil as well. But obviously, all bets are off at this point in time. And you're spot on. Nobody knows anything right now, but Israel's a very powerful country when militarily, and when you have an act such as this. Again, this is the makes 9/11 look, if you want to do the human comparison based upon populations, this is much bigger than that. Especially you're seeing the attacks of directly at children at a dance party and young people. So I don't know what's going to happen next, but none of it's going to be good. It's going to expect a lot of further death and destruction. I don't know what the end is. I mean, I've always been a big believer that, you can only appease so much. And, Gaza in particular has gotten worse over the years instead of better, to the point where, even the citizens of Gaza, they don't like Hamas. Hamas, talk about running that area with an iron fist. Anybody goes against them, they eliminate. So, Israel's going to have to do away with them once and for all. But again, what will Hezbollah do? What will Iran do? Are we going to be drawn into a wider conflict? Is there going to be a situation where it's going to be, choose your sides in this one? And what may happen, to the greater Middle East at this point in time? So there's a lot of questions in the air.
Indeed, and of course, economically, that can have some major effects and ramifications, because as the Israeli forces move in and look for these hostages, but also engage Hamas in Gaza, there's going to be, and I hate to say, there's going to be casualties. Hamas is going to parade them out as if, look at these, quote, war crimes Israel is doing, and that can affect the markets as well, I'm sure, because of the uncertainty factor that goes in.
Well, we're already seeing what has happened, there. I mean, we're already, let's look at war crimes we're seeing right now. So I don't know what type of effect, that's going to have in the immediately because of, what we're seeing right now before our very eyes. I really don't. It's almost like a media eye for an eye type of a situation. This is why, I think that Israel is going to move very quickly. Probably within the next 24 to 48 hours, you're going to see some, significant action taken when it comes to this. I don't know, how we're going to respond. I mean, I've always taken this, I've had this opinion for a while when it comes to, terror and the president. I always thought there's that great scene in the movie The Godfather where Don Corleone is meeting with the heads of all the families, and you know, he tells everybody, he says, you know, I'm bringing my son back home. And he's like, you know, if anything were to happen to him at all, and the way he puts it, you know, if he were to die in a prison and if I get struck by a bolt of lightning, I'm going to start blaming people in this room. And I've always believed that's, you know, how we should handle things when it comes to citizens of prison. I said, you know, you're going to attack an American citizen anywhere, you know, on the face of the earth. You're going to harm or, you know, kidnap our citizens. That's when we're coming after you. You know, aside from that, the fact if you are, you know, going to a country that you shouldn't go to, like North Korea or Iran or whatever it may be, you know, that's when America should react. I don't know. I mean, to me, when you have American citizens being taken hostage and American citizens being killed, that obviously draws into this us into this conflict.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, you know, some of the optics, at least in terms of when you're listening to Blinken talk about this or President Biden made his statement, I'm not so sure that it engenders, for lack of a better expression, the fear factor that Hamas needs to have about having harmed America and killed American citizens.
Yeah, well, I think that might start playing out in the media here as well. You know, right now I think the administration looks, you know, blindsided by this as well. You know, obviously this is an intelligence failure. It's an intelligence failure of Israel. It's also an intelligence failure of ours because we work with them. And, you know, they look, the White House looks a little bit shell-shocked on this as well. But, you know, Blinken looked like a deer caught in headlights in the various different interviews that he has been doing. So, and again, going against their strategy that they've had, they've been bending over backwards to try to normalize relations with Iran. This most certainly sets things back. And, you know, obviously it's going to change everything. But again, who's going to line up where? You know, what's Russia going to do next? Has been working with Iran. Iran's been supplying Russia with military equipment for Ukraine. Again, is this going to draw us into this conflict even to a greater degree? I'm not sure. I know we sent a carrier group over there and in regards to supporting
right.
them. I'm also looking around the globe, too. You know, one would assume you get a lot of people out there saying, okay, you know, it's just a matter of time if China is going to take, you know, Taiwan. I mean, with the United States with us involved in Ukraine and now having to ship weapons to Israel and be over there. I mean, militarily or strategically, it would be, if you were planning on militarily taking Taiwan, it would be a pretty good opportunity for them to do that right now. If they don't go ahead and do that, I think that kind of, again, this is a different, you know, story.
Right.
I think I might bode well for the fact that they won't engage.
Indeed, indeed. Well, there's so much going on. We're going to get a few days down the road here, and hopefully, you know, we'll start seeing a little bit more of what the future is really going to look like. Well, folks, don't forget, Watchdog on Wall Street airs on AM 860 The Answer and AM 930 The Answer every Sunday at 5 p.m. And just in the time we have left, Chris, maybe we'll shift gears for a little bit. I heard one of your spots on the radio earlier today. We were talking about some of these upcoming commercial loan losses, and evidently you've got banks, they've already set money aside for these things. I mean, somehow they'll find a way to profit out of all this. What do you think about that?
Oh, they always, I mean, they have to. I mean, you, even after, you know, you take a look at, you know, Dodd-Frank and some of the buffers that they have to put into place based upon their loan portfolio, I do think that some of these, you know, situations, I think that some of the bigger banks obviously are obviously much more prepared. JP Morgan always ends up on top when banks start to fail. They end up getting the deposits and end up taking these banks over on the cheap. And this is going all the way back to the financial crisis. But do I think that some smaller banks still are going to have a tough time surviving? Yes, I do.
Well, I agree with you completely, and I know that you've got a great perspective on this. Folks, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, correct?
You got it.
Sounds good. Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care.
Have a good one.
All right, everybody. Chris Markowski, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. Back after this.
Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis,
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.